The upcoming Fayetteville Roots Festival takes its name partially from the fact that the musical acts performing around town later this month fall into that broad category of roots music, folk, blues, country, music with roots deeply embedded in the American culture. But roots has more than one meaning. It also calls attention to the food served at the festival, grown with their roots in this region's soil. Local farmers produce the food, local chefs create dishes. Last week, during a midweek Fayetteville Farmers Market, I met up with one of the organizers of the festival, Jeremy Gothrop, a co-owner of Greenhouse Grill, and one of the chefs preparing food for part of the Roots Festival. Now that the festival is just over a week away, the chefs know exactly what to expect from the farmers.
Absolutely. It's been a great year for farmers. We've had lots of rain, nice temperatures. So this year's bounty is going to be an amazing plethora of foods. So far right now, just walking around the market, the fruits are very beautiful. All the tomatoes and peppers and the flowers, as we can see here with Dripping Springs, just it's going to be great. And the chefs, we're prepared to make it as wonderful as possible. But ultimately, we have to use what's given to us in the last couple weeks. So it's kind of a challenge in the end, but ultimately it's going to be delicious.
Jeremy says he and the other chefs have discussed what foods they'll be able to work with, and they've created a broad outline for the food. He and the other two chefs, David Lewis and Bill Lyle, are accustomed to getting ingredients first and then figuring out the dish. The chefs make food for the artists at the festival and for a kickoff buffet Thursday night. Many of the farms will also sell their food as vendors during the next 3 days. Jeremy says for the chefs participating, this isn't that unusual. He says at any time of year, they're likely to peruse a morning farmer's market and pick up something before knowing exactly what they plan to do with the produce.
Yes, all the time, yeah. Pretty much. Especially, you know, purple carrots. I'm like, well, I have to do something with those. And purple cherry tomatoes. I mean, purple's a rare color to have. Berries still pumping. Sun golds. Last couple weeks ago, we did a sun gold cherry tomato gazpacho with Mark's leeks and basil and cucumbers. So it was a total Dripping Springs experience. And the sun golds are so sweet and made this beautiful, beautiful color. It sold out the first night.
Jeremy says for the 2013 edition of the Roots Festival later this month, there will be an uncharacteristic amount of grapefruit. Alex Munson agrees. She grows fruit at A&A Orchards near Green Forest.
Peaches, we have both a yellow peach, a white peach, and nectarines.
Alex says this is one of the later peach seasons she's ever seen. Possibly that cold snap at the beginning of May just slowed everything down.
Typically, we would be into apple season come Roots Festival, but this year we're going to have both peaches and apples.
She says there is usually a 1 or 2 week overlap, but this year's odd summer means up to 6 weeks of both apples and peaches.
That's exciting. That creates desserts, gazpachos, salads, barbecue sauce. Yeah, we take the peaches. These white ones are absolutely beautiful. The nectarines, oh, so exciting. Just, you know, obviously the more flavor, the better. But like she's saying, to have the ability to go late in the season. Last year we just had a couple crates and a couple bushels of peaches. And now you can see lots and lots of different colors.
Believe me, with all the rain we've had lately, the garden is very abundant, even though it's a little bit soggy and weedy.
Mark Kane is a fixture at the Fayetteville Farmers Market. He brings tables of flowers and produce to the square from his farm, Dripping Springs, located between Huntsville and Berryville. He says that late frost did slow things down this year, meaning some difficulty at the beginning of the season, but the cooler and wetter summer has meant a rebound since.
We have lots of slicer tomatoes of all kind of varieties. We've got summer lettuces, sweet basil, leeks, red, purple, yellow, green peppers, Japanese cucumbers, regular cucumbers, red and yellow sweet onions, gold cherry tomatoes.
The first food for the festival will be available for a kickoff event Thursday night. Jeremy says the participating chefs will start to work with the recipes about 48 hours before then.
Usually coordinate with the farmers to pick up on a Tuesday, like today, so I can get it to the chefs and we can start prepping and start getting it ready. Mark here donates flowers, so throughout the entire festival we have these giant bouquets of flowers at the VIP reception at the Walton Art Center, which is also an unusual thing to have at a music festival, to walk in and just you're just surrounded by smells and flowers and happy people.
Flowers, fruit, veggies, all a go. But a great number of music festival attendees are also looking for something else.
But then we have to have protein.
To that end, the festival works with farms like Little Portions Hermitage in Berryville to get free-range pork, Walnut Grove Farm in Siloam Springs for grass-fed beef, and with Charles Spencer at Across the Creek Farm in West Fork for free-range chickens.
We pretty much just do GMO-free birds out on pasture. and we do layers and broilers, and we pull off about 400 broilers a week and sell them locally. And yeah, so that's about what we do. It's pretty simple.
Jeremy says the connection Across the Creeks Farm has made with the Roots Festival is a prime example of how farmers and chefs in Northwest Arkansas are making a deeper connection throughout the year. Jeremy says he met Charles Spencer shortly after Charles' military service ended.
Right when Spence got out of the service, he came knocking on the door at the old greenhouse, the little one, and he had some produce at the point and was wanting to get into eggs. And then just I instantly liked him just because I could tell the passion was coming through. And then over time, I didn't see him for a while, and I knew why. And then found out that he'd been super busy and developing this bigger farm, and now it's huge.
Yeah,
you're just blowing up.
We're doing bratwurst now, chicken brats. Yeah. So that's
really
I don't know. There's a lot of interesting things and getting feedback from chefs like Jeremy and David at the BHK and others. It's helping us out, so to get a real primo product.
The chefs will also be able to use goat cheese, organic shiitake mushrooms, and organic breads. In all, a dozen farms from Kingston to Durham will provide and sell food at the four-day festival. From the beginning, organizers of the Roots Festival have wanted a locally sourced gourmet food element for their event.
Besides creating awareness and creating support for the farmers, we're creating some delicious food all throughout the event, so I think that's very important.
You can learn more about the food that will be at the festival at FayettevilleRoots.com. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle.